Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. I thank you for joining me as we continue on learning some fascinating things about what's in a name. We've been sharing the last few days primarily about the importance of the names of God and how God considers the use of His name something sacred and holy. We should never take it in vain, according to that, what we call the second commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God. That was one of the commands that were given to Moses to share with the people of Israel, because that his name is holy. And basically, the names of God, they reflect many things, but they actually express the entire, not only character, nature, the administration of God, by which He reveals Himself and He demonstrates His attributes. He reveals His attributes to us. Remember, Jesus said in John, the 17th chapter, verse 6, I have manifested thy name. What does that mean? Well, that He was revealing through his entire life, but especially those 3 years of public ministry, the reality of God, the dignity, the attributes, the authority, the merciful qualities, the loving characteristics, His power, His excellence. Even you remember that when He calmed the wind and the waves, He came walking on the water, and the disciples were so afraid, and Jesus said, it's I. But they said, even the wind and waves obey Him, because of the excellence, the power that is in not only His name, but His person. And His name is an expression of who He is. But on a more particular note, that we all have names. That's how we refer to one another, don't we? Not only in terms of individuals, but we have names for things, names for our pets, names for everything. That's how we communicate. Everything has a name, basically. Sometimes I say, well, that thingy, which is an indication I maybe not defining it, but referring, generally the person knows what I'm saying when I use that silly term, if you will. But we have names, and in many cases, even I have found that even if parents do not have a salvation experience, that many times as they name a child, God was in the creation of that name, or the use of that name, or the designation of that name, because it really describes who that person truly is before God. And of course, in Scripture, many times the names indicate the birth. Like, remember the name Ichabod, it means the glory has departed. His mom, as she was dying, gave that child the name Ichabod because the ark of God, the presence of God, was taken by the enemy troops for a period of time. So we have been created in God's image. God began the use of the tradition of names because He named Adam, which means formed of earth. And we know that names are a very practical, tangible way we can distinguish one another. And God approves this individuality. In Isaiah 43:1, He basically says to Israel, to all of His children, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. He's called us by name. You are mine. So not only are our names important to the Lord right now, because that means who we are and that we have spiritual significance and connotation, but also in Revelation 2:17, He tells us that He will give us a, quote, new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. Isn't that exciting? So if you're maybe not really fond of your name, you're going to get a new one. So just rest easy. And Isaiah 56:5 says, this is a beautiful passage, unto them that I will give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. So, beloved, here we are as God's people. We have our own individual names, which mean something. And if for some reason you don't really know the meaning of your name, I can't guarantee it, but I do have a name book. And so if you don't know the meaning of your name, you'd like to write and share it, I'll see what the book has to say. There's scriptural references. There are the actual designation, the root, the cultural significance, and the actual nation, if you will, whether it's British or, you know, Native American or whatever it would be. So as the people of God, we have been named Christians, haven't we? That's how people refer to those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that actually means little Christ. And as a result, since we are named after his name, Jesus Christ, the anointed Christ means anointed one, Jesus, Yeshua, the Jehovah saves. He is the anointed of God. He is the representative of God. He spoke the worlds into existence. The fullness of God dwells in him. But as little Christ, if we will, because we're part of his family, we've been adopted in, Jew, Greek, Gentile, we're part of his family. If we acknowledge Jesus, we have an awesome responsibility to represent our Lord and Savior to the world. Why? Because we bear his name. His name is wonderful. In fact, I'm just going to share right now some of the names that are given in the Word of God. He is described as the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Holy One, and the Lamb of God. What does that mean? That represents the perfection and sinless nature of his very being, of his character, because we know under the old covenant, a lamb generally was sacrificed, and he, at the Passover, had to be perfect, no blemish on it. And Jesus was the only one without sin who could be the absolute and complete atonement for the sin of mankind, because he was sinless. And he's also known as the Prince of Life, the Lord God Almighty, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. That refers to not only he who basically supported David. What does a root do for a plant? He was a man after God's own heart, and he is called the Root of David. David loved God, even with his failings, even with his sin, the things that he did that displeased God, but he loved God, and he was chosen to be the anointed of the Lord, and he gave us the beautiful book of Psalms. God used him in a powerful way, and I think one of the most wonderful things is going to be able to meet David face to face when we're with the Lord. The Lord also, Jesus, is known as the Word of Life. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's our advocate. He's the way, the truth, and the life, the dayspring from on high. He's the Lord of all. He's the Son of God. He's referred to in the New Testament as the shepherd and bishop of our soul, the Messiah, the only Messiah. He is the truth. He's Savior. He's the chief cornerstone, right? We're a building of lively stones, fitly framed together, but Jesus, we're all built upon Jesus. He is the chief cornerstone. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the righteous judge. He's the light of the world. He's the head of the church. He's the morning star. He's the Son of Righteousness who arises with healing in his wings. He is the life. He's Jesus Christ. He is the chief shepherd. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the horn of salvation. He's governor. He's the Alpha and Omega. Beloved, his name is Jesus, Yeshua. Praise God. In ancient times, people were given one name. That was, if you will, their given name. And many times, names, I remember years ago seeing a really interesting documentary that it related to their occupation. If they were a tailor or a builder or a painter, it described what they did. Tailor, for example, however it was spelled, referred to someone who could work in clothes and provide wardrobes for people. So later on, a second name was added to identify them with a particular clan or family. In terms of scripture, the name Simon Bar Jonah. Bar means son of, and obviously Jonah, well, that was the father. And in terms of historically, as far as the human race, in Western civilization, additional names were not common until around 1100 AD. And at first, added names were taken only by nobility. For example, the surnames like Sir so-and-so, Sir Lawrence, whatever. And the practice was gradually embraced by the common people until around 1465, when King Edward V of England delivered an edict requiring surnames, if you will, by adoption that were adopted for the purposes of identification. So, beloved, just as we conclude this message, names are basically a celebration of our humanity as well as a reminder of our individuality. There is a spiritual significance in your personal name. God wants you to live up to the full significance and spiritual application inherent in your personal name. Live up to it, and then we await the time till we're given a new name in heaven by the Lord. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me. I bless you. I invite you to write and share your needs. I pray for you every day, my UCM family, my radio family. I thank you for joining me, and thank you for your prayers in behalf of this ministry as well as personally. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,